brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this October 4th, 2010, Monday edition of the Global Transmission Against Tyranny. We had him on a few weeks ago, but they've since had meetings at the state legislature. Daryl Metcalf, a member of the Pennsylvania legislature who was spied on by basically Mossad, is going to be joining us. The head of Homeland Security in the state, who was paying taxpayer money to the Israeli group, has stepped down. And there are criminal/civil investigations going on. London Telegraph writer James Dillingpole will be joining us for 30 minutes at the last half of the second hour to discuss the video we played on Friday and on the Sunday broadcast, this 1010 project funded by the big carbon exchange, Al Gore and others, showing children being murdered, being blown into bits, blood all over the other children. And they admit the message is support carbon taxes or die. And we've got Al Gore last year telling school children in the U.S., tell your parents what to do. They don't know best. Support the carbon taxes. Pay me all your money or the earth will basically die. And we have ABC News in Australia with a carbon calculator teaching children when to die. That was the headline. ABC News, that's ABC Australia, teaches kids when they should die. That was all in Paul Watson's article that he wrote on Friday. Dillingpole also covered it. But now we have a clip of Pachauri on Al Jazeera saying, we're going after the children. They're much easier to get than adults because they're gullible. And parents just put them in government training camps known as public schools worldwide where the globalists can basically have their way with them in these modern re-education centers. So that is coming up with James Dillingpole, the latest on the global warming, global taxation hoax situation. Another big report out at prisonplanet.com this morning. I covered this on Sunday, but Watson's got a story out on it today, closing the circle, giving you the full breakdown. The government has an appetite for your blood, and they're now announcing different ways they're going to be taking your blood at warrantless checkpoints and when you go to the DMV or when your baby's born, all going into the government databases. And this is out of the Washington Post, the original source article that Paul Joseph Watson is sourcing from. The government has an appetite for your blood. Dutch politician on trial on hate speech charges. And he's criticizing Islam and saying that it wants to take over Europe. And whether that's true or not, that's his free speech. But Europe wants a bastion of free speech in the last 50 years. He's facing prison time. Geert Wilders went on trial Monday for alleged hate speech, even as his popularity and influence in the Netherlands are near all-time highs. And other countries in Europe where they're having anti-immigration, open border parties start taking power in the parliament, the other groups in parliament are getting together saying, well, we're just going to nullify your votes. That's happening in several nations. We'll be talking about that. So regardless of where you sit on this whole issue, people either have their right to free speech or they don't. And this all started in Europe about, oh, you can't praise Nazis or you can't, you know, deny the Holocaust. And a lot of people said, well, that sounds reasonable. Those are bad groups. But it's used against everybody. And now it's used against criticizing the European Union, and it's used for criticizing major GMO producers. Remember Robin Page 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the BBC top reporter was at a rally and said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. Boom, arrested. For the word homosexual, they said, was hurtful. And they're trying to pass new laws where if anything you say is even offensive to a group, you go to jail. So this is the tyranny that we are dealing with in a big, big way. But we're also going to get into all of this hyping, and that's our top story when we come back, for terror attacks in Europe and the United States.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, it's official. The most popular internet audio and video personality in the world, Alex Jones himself, in person, is coming to KSCO Country for an exclusive speaking engagement on Sunday, October 24th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz. Though it is exclusive, we do not want to exclude you from attending and enjoying this epic KSCO Presents event. Tickets are $10.80 each and are available only online at the KSCO.com website. Click on the banner on the homepage. You can't miss it. Now, there's a good chance we will sell out, so don't wait and don't miss out. Buy your Alex Jones event tickets now by logging on to the KSCO.com website. Questions or suggestions? Email alex@ksco.com. That's alex@ksco.com. See you at the Grove Sunday, October 24th.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we predicted it with precision back in July, 3 months ago. We put out multiple reports at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and this syndicated radio/television transmission that going into the election cycle, probably in October, there would either be the hype that domestic groups were going to launch terror attacks along with, quote, Muslims, or they would actually launch the attack. And we also pointed out that we saw a lot of the hype pointing towards an attack on Europe to get Europe behind all these expansions of the wars in Afghanistan, Pakistan, the continuation that is ongoing inside Iraq. Another big tell is that the system knows that 9/11 Truth has taken one of their main mechanisms, problem, reaction, solution, stage terror, false flag, self-inflicted, inside job, government-sponsored terror operations. We've taken that favored mechanism and basically damaged it, almost destroyed it. And so in the last 6 months or so, you've seen a massive rehabilitation of it, but it's failed. But they've attempted by having Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and having Beck and having Limbaugh and Hannity. It's a talking point. Come out and imply 9/11 truthers are with the terrorist and they're going to attack you and therefore the socialized healthcare and they're communists, basically. doesn't matter if 9/11 truthers are across the political spectrum and are just looking at the facts and saying, hey, all the evidence shows this was an inside job. And so we see them rehabilitating the idea that terror is real and going to hit us any minute when they had a Gallup poll just a month ago showing 1% of Americans believe terror is the number one issue in this country, down from 44% just a few years before that. And before that, it was as high as 80%+ as the most important issue right after 9/11 for the American people. And it varies in the polls, but it's basically the same spread. You can pull those polls up. We've covered those. So we can just search the term right now. 1% of Americans think terror the greatest threat. That was a Gallup poll, again, I think 3-4 weeks ago. Now, so they're trying to rehabilitate it. They're trying to demonize 9/11 truth. And they're reintroducing the idea that these attacks are imminent. And we have something even more important happening. The globalists are very arrogant. They think the public is completely stupid. And there are a lot of self-absorbed, delusional people who literally don't even know who their neighbors are, where their state capital is, who don't know the three branches of government. But that's probably 25-30% of the public. Most people don't have a really tight grasp on what's happening historically, but they're starting to get a better one. And the system still goes ahead with this arrogance, this hubris that they are unstoppable and they can get away with anything. And so criminals like to brag. And so we've seen all these Democrats, all these Republicans, all these strategists, and I read a lot of these quotes yesterday, running around in the news media like Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London saying, look, Obama needs, there's the Hill newspaper poll, 1% are terrorists. 1% see terrorism as top problem. So 1% are obsessed with this fake manufactured crisis. But going back to what I was saying, I just wanted to pull that poll up for you so you'd see it for yourself. They love to brag about what they're doing, and they love to openly, just thinly veil in public discussions. That's a big treat for them that they are basically the terrorist. And they communicate with each other. If Obama doesn't have a major terror attack run by domestic groups, a la Oklahoma City or another big al-Qaeda attack, his whole agenda is dead. If he can just get a terror attack, everything's going to be okay. And then Paul Watson's article he wrote about this back in July that I read some passages from yesterday, it goes through quotes by the head of the Republican Party in a major state, top Republican strategist, top Republican columnist, meetings in the Pentagon recorded and released with Rumsfeld and the top five Pentagon liaisons to the news networks saying, sir, without another attack, we're not going to get this agenda through. And Rumsfeld's like, I know, but it's hard. Let's not talk about this here. And we played that before. And they're one inch from just coming right out. And but of course, at these higher levels, that's how they commune with each other. You know, they're at the Pentagon and they're like, look, boss, without another attack, if we just had another, we could really get this agenda done. And remember all the bizarre headlines about 9/11 helped America, 9/11 brought us together, and 9/11 was a good thing, and we sure need another one, and all the different reporters and columnists have had to apologize for saying that, and now Obama and another big signal came out just, 2 weeks ago and said, 9/11 brought us together. 9/11 made us stronger. And, gee, I've tried to keep you safe from all these attacks. And his surrogates basically parroted the same thing and went on to say, you know, you wouldn't give all your rights up, so now Al-Qaeda's going to get you. That's right, and next time they hit, you're going to learn to not give us that line about civil liberties. And, of course, it all mirrors Jack Bauer and that fiction program where he's always doing the tough thing to keep the people safe. And at the end of the day, we always learn he's right. And he's right about global warming. Jack Bauer's fighting it. And a lot of conservatives, you know, said, well, maybe we should have a carbon tax. I mean, Jack Bauer's for it, literally. And now Bin Laden comes out in an undocumented, new audio tape the government admits they put out fake Bin Laden videos and says, you better pass carbon taxes or I'm going to bomb you. And the school kids are being taught this right now. You know, we better do what Bin Laden says or he'll get us. You know, even Bin Laden knows that you should put a napkin in your lap when you have dinner. Even Bin Laden knows you should brush your teeth twice a day. Even Bin Laden knows to put your shoes and raincoat on when it's raining outside because you could catch your death. I mean, even Bin Laden knows global warming is real. Or, I'm sorry, climate change. I was listening to the simpering, snake-like, scripted voices of NPR where everything's nice and sweet and it was all about terrorists are going to attack us and we've got to give our rights up and climate change is a bigger threat than ever. Just a year ago, it was global warming, but we exposed that as a fraud and the Earth's actually getting cooler. So now it's climate change. Just pay Al Gore some money and he will fix everything for you. Don't you worry your little pretty heads about anything. Thank goodness we've got a Pentagon stealing trillions and they won't say where it's gone. They're doing that to protect us from Al-Qaeda. Thank goodness the Pentagon admits they're growing the majority of the opium in Afghanistan, because if they don't, somebody else like Al-Qaeda will grow it and get that money. And thank goodness the CIA puts out fake Bin Laden videos and brags about it. They're just reminding us of how evil Bin Laden is, the admitted CIA asset, codenamed Tim Osmond. And then that brings me, obviously, to the latest hype. Here we are, early October, a month out from the historic 2010 off-year election. And the Democrats and Republicans are together in the war on terror. They are together at the leadership level. We've got to accept naked body scanners and troops on the street. We've got to have Homeland Security focused on returning veterans and gun owners. We've got to have Israeli companies spying on members of the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania and every other major state it's come out. We've got to have FEMA with NLE09, with Israeli and Dutch and French and other foreign intelligence agencies spying. The Pentagon and NATO have to hire former Stasi chiefs. That was in Der Spiegel again last week to help set up this grid, because after all, the Stasi were the good guys. They were fighting terror. They were fighting people that weren't politically correct, people that made homophobic statements, and I just can't believe that anyone would ever criticize the Stasi. What have we become? I can't believe there's some Americans that actually think the greatest police state in world history, the Stasi, were bad. Homeland Security's obviously good hiring them 8 years ago. NATO's obviously good hiring them. The public schools training children to spy on their parents is obviously freedom. It's to keep us safe from men that wear turbans and pajamas. Onesies are, I mean, they're going to get us, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand how much threat we're under? It's not the bank stealing trillions and they won't tell Congress where the money went. It's not the Pentagon admitting $4 trillion missing and they won't tell Congress where it went. That's good. It's not the face scanning cameras. It's not the government taking your blood secretly at birth for not 39 years and now admitting it. It's not them taking blood at DMVs now in D.C. It's not warrantless checkpoints taking blood. It's none of that is a threat. It's not tenfold increase in convulsions from the flu shot admitted. That's good. Narcolepsy is good. Brain damage is good. They're trying to help you. So what if the major GMO corn causes organ failure across the board in all rodent species? That's good. So what if there's 300,000 plus drug interaction deaths every year and over 200,000 infections that kill people with the superbugs in the hospitals? That's not a threat. You saw the buildings blow up. It was scary. You saw the media there with their cameras trained in the morning to get that news cycle just right. You saw them hit that hole in one. So what if there's video of cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7? Ignore that. They had to blow it up. It could have hurt somebody. Come on. Let's not discuss it. Okay? What matters right now is the terrorists have already chosen their targets in Europe. And I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the monsters. The men with turbans are coming. Thank goodness Barack Hussein Obama is there.
to be my daddy, to keep me safe at night.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 4th transmission. Okay, getting into the really serious news, you know about what happened Friday and over the weekend repeatedly. Taliban attacks NATO supply trucks in Pakistan. Who knows if that is staged or not? There is certainly a real war going on there by people that don't want to be occupied as they expand the war into Pakistan. The Pakistani Taliban claim responsibility Monday for a pre-dawn attack on tankers carrying fuel to Afghanistan for the U.S. and other NATO forces left vulnerable on the side of the road after Pakistan shut down a key border crossing. So that is unfolding right now. Meanwhile, airport lobbies possible terror targets in European plot, officials say. And this is just further hyping up what Homeland Security has been saying Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that they have the intel that they were unable to stop the terror groups. They're in Europe right now and preparing to go into the airports before the security checkpoints and shoot people and throw hand grenades. Of course, they have a lot of popular video games that have come out the last few years where you can pose as Russian terrorists who go in and run a false flag attacking airports. And we're going to be going back to that little historical piece in a moment. New game lets players massacre civilians. A new video game allows players to pose as Russian ultranationalist terrorists and massacre civilians with assault weapons in an airport. And, of course, it's really a false flag attack. And we're showing some video of that on screen. So this is the type of attack they're talking about. And, of course, their answer is hire Israeli companies to now set up more checkpoints as you get to the airport and have three layers total before you get to the main checkpoints and then after the checkpoints at the gate again. And then these security companies will make billions of dollars globally. You have Big Sis, Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, when Italy and others announced they're going to pull the naked body scanners out after the trials. She came in and said, we'll give you money. We'll do whatever you want. Taxpayer money. Just put them in. Don't let this fail. We're going to put these in malls, street corners, mobile vans. They're already going in state and federal courthouses. We're radiating people. We're making billions and billions a month off this. If you adopt it, please, no. We've got to have it. And right on time, okay, the terrorists are going to attack. And the FBI has said they want these scanners at major bus terminals, but also shopping malls. See, you think you just won't fly and you'll get away with having some privacy and not being surveilled? No, you're going to be surveilled, and they're going to have mobile trucks, they do have them, driving around frying your home while you're in it. Airport lobbies, possible terror targets in European plot, officials, not a servant, but an official said, among the possible targets in the suspected European terror plot are pre-security areas at least five major European airports, a law enforcement official told ABC News. Officials, believe terror teams are preparing to mount a commando-like attack featuring small units and small firearms modeled after the Mumbai attack 2 years ago. Funny, I have that headline. Head of Mumbai attack was U.S. agent. Let's put that in the search engine. It was in Chicago Tribune and others. Let's show folks that. Meanwhile, they have all these video games about this happening. And 1 year before the attack on South Ossetia and Abkhazia in northern Georgia, run by NATO on record, and they ran a hoax on our news saying Russia had attacked, how asinine. And later they had to retract that 3 days later, but it's just amazing that some still go along with that hoax. They had a major video game where there's a war over South Ossetia in Georgia with Russia and NATO. They just love to throw it in your face. But continuing, the State Department issued a highly unusual travel alert Sunday for potential terror attacks in Europe, saying U.S. citizens are reminded of the potential for terrorist attacks in public transportation systems and other tourist infrastructure. More Americans per capita are now dying every year on the Texas-Mexico border and other border states than die in terror attacks. But you never really see that being hyped up, or 28,000 dead in the border region in the last 3 years. And the fact that the State Department quietly lists Mexico as the most dangerous country in the world now. It's there might be an attack on an airport where they'll have guns like Mumbai. Ooh. We're going to come back, finish up with this, because it integrates into audit. Changes needed to make nuke plants more secure. Remember that story a listener pointed out? Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel wire cutters outside Georgia power plant.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a two-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength, but you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to get back into this top story. We're going to read through some of the Obama administration advisors and officials saying back in July, we need a big terror attack by a domestic group or by Muslims, or the threat of one as a pretext to clamp down on the American people and to have folks basically worship Obama and see him as strong. And Michael Savage has even come out and said he believes that the Obama people may stage false flags. So it's not just Alex Jones talking about this. We have these very individuals out in the open getting to all of this. And we have this ABC News report, Utah residents fear Israeli art students prying into NSA data center. And they're reporting that they keep coming to people's doors in and around the new facility, seeing their art students, trying to sell them art, but then asking them if they know about the NSA facility. And that's because then if somebody says, yeah, I work there, or my husband does, they can pump them for info or even pay them. That's how on-the-ground infiltration works. And right before 9/11, and it gets into the AP and Salon articles about this, there were all these Israeli art students penetrating the DEA offices, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and other law enforcement agencies. This is not a raw story, but it's local ABC News affiliate ABC4 with Brent Hunsaker reporting on it. And then we have this report that a listener pointed out of a regular coal-powered plant. Effingham deputies call feds after arresting Russians with shovel wire cutters outside Georgia power plant. And we've got this up on prisonplanet.tv, their mugshots. If you scroll down, you can see these guys. I mean, they look like special forces spy types. They do not look like your regular tourist. I mean, they've got spook written all over them. Just look at those eyes. Just look at these guys. Young special forces types. And the feds ordered them released. And same thing with the Israelis in other cases. But speaking of that, here's the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Pennsylvania Homeland Security Chief quits. And we're going to be discussing that now with State Representative from Pennsylvania, Daryl Metcalf, who's organized a Second Amendment rally, Tea Party, lower tax rallies. They got surveilled by this Israeli company that admits they're Mossad connected. They were paid $125,000 to spy on his group. And they've now had state Homeland Security hearings on this. And the head of Homeland Security, a former federal Homeland Security individual with the U.S. Special Forces, has resigned over this. And there's criminal investigations, civil investigations. The media is reporting again. Pennsylvania Homeland Security chief quits. Here's another one. Second Amendment group made terror threat list in Pennsylvania. Cranberry lawmaker asked why his rallies made terror list. That's Daryl Metcalf. House to vote on Stand Your Ground gun bill today. We'll also get his take on that interesting Second Amendment legislation in Pennsylvania. But remember, this is going on all over the country. And it's not just Israelis. It's British. It's others. And this country's wide open for foreigners to come in and spy on us. But if you, as a citizen, spied on people like this, you'd be arrested for wiretapping. Daryl Metcalf is recognized by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette as Pennsylvania's General Assembly's number one conservative and multi-time highest-ranking lawmaker on the Pennsylvania Liberty Index. He also heads up state legislators for LegalImmigration.com. He's the founder. And he joins us. He represents District 12. Good to have you here with us again, sir.
Good to be with you again, Alex. Thanks for having me today.
Well, a lot has happened. Recap what originally was discovered, what you've since discovered in the hearings, and where all of this is going.
Right. It came out some time back that this Institute of Terrorism Research and Response that admits on their website that connections with Israeli defense, that they were actually contracted by the Pennsylvania Homeland Security and were issuing bulletins regarding events that were taking place or planned around the state of Pennsylvania. As that information became public and more and more details were made available, we became aware that a couple of the rallies that I organized, both for a Second Amendment and also for taxpayers to voice their concerns about increased spending and increased taxes in the state of Pennsylvania, were two events that were listed in these bulletins that they were looking at as far as elevating the possible a chance of having some terrorist activity occurring. So when this became evident and became reported on more and more, the Senate called for hearings out of their Senate Veterans Affairs Emergency Preparedness Committee. Senator Baker chaired that hearing last Monday, and I had one of my staff at the hearing. I live about 4 hours from Harrisburg. I wasn't at the hearing in the morning on Monday before our session started, but I had one of my staff there, and it was very evident from the testimony that was given from the Pennsylvania State Police, the director of the Homeland Security here in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State Homeland Security Department, and also our PEMA, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Association, that there was conflicting testimony given. The state police seemed to strongly disagree with information was being put forth by the director of our Homeland Security here in Pennsylvania at that time and by PEMA, that they, in fact, had told the governor's office that they were on top of any dangers to Pennsylvanians. And during that time, Director Powers moved forward with contracting this Israeli-connected company, the Institute of Terrorism Research and Response. They tried to claim that the state police said they didn't have the resources to take care of dealing with those types of threats that would be notified through this institute. The state police disagreed with that testimony. So, as things percolated through the week last week, I had sent a letter the week prior asking a series of questions to the director of our Homeland Security in Pennsylvania as to what was done with this information, with surveillance launched on the rallies that I had participated in and had organized, actually. Were wiretaps initiated? If so, by, on whom? Were any of the people involved with the, working with me on these rallies a target of their surveillance? Was I a target of their surveillance? We've since that time worked with our legal counsel to draft right-to-know requests that will be filed this week. And our Homeland Security director here in Pennsylvania announced his resignation last Friday. The governor of Pennsylvania seems to still stand by the director of that department, even though he claims he wasn't standing by these bulletins or the contracting of this company. But if he, in fact, didn't agree with this, he should have fired the director instead of letting the director weasel out of his role here by resigning last week. I think there's still questions that have to be answered by PEMA. There's still questions that should be investigated by our attorney general and by the state police regarding what was done here that infringed upon the rights of law-abiding citizens in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, let's boil this down. You've got this Homeland Security head of the state, State Homeland Security Director James F. Powers, Jr., and you've got all these other individuals not wanting to release more information on exactly what's happening in the state. But bottom line, we know an Israeli company was out there spying on political groups across the board, and all of this needs to be released at least to the state committees, and I think there needs to be a criminal investigation.
I would agree, and I think the state police had testified that due to these bulletins that were being issued through the Pennsylvania Homeland Security, that they ended up chasing fires around, and that it was irresponsible reporting. That in fact this institute was not vetting the information that they were releasing properly. That they were very irresponsible in the way that they were releasing the information to local law enforcement around Pennsylvania, and just such an irresponsible way that they were trying to actually take care of what they were contracted for, when even the initial contract should have been under question, that they would actually contract someone that would start to launch these types of
Number one, this is secret police activity and smacks of East Germany or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany or Maoist China. But if it's going to be going on, it's one thing if it's the state police, because they're accountable to the legislature and they're from here. But when you find out then it's foreign groups doing it, and Israel's got this big history of espionage in the U.S., and the ADL and others caught infiltrating police departments in the past. Clearly, this is an infiltration operation, but the federal Homeland Security is fully infiltrated, so this seems to be par for the course. And now we have ABC News 4 and others out of Utah reporting that the Israeli art students have popped back up asking about the NSA center being built in the area, in the neighborhoods around it, trying to get HUMET on the ground. I mean, look, I'm no rocket science when it comes to intelligence and counterintelligence, but this is classical infiltration going on, and it's coming from a law enforcement perspective. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, it's just, and the infiltration was fully embraced by, you know, officials here in Pennsylvania in our state government that were appointed and hired by our governor's administration. You know, our governor has been known to say one thing and then do another. And, you know, I mean, the man has been caught in one lie after another while he's been in office. You know, he'd come out and, you know, it was reported that, that Rendell had terminated the contract saying it violated citizens' rights for lawful constitutional protests. That was reported that he'd terminated the contract, and then more information comes out. No, the contract really hadn't been terminated. They just weren't going to renew at the end of October. And this company was being paid the full amount of money that they were initially contracted for, even after turning out all of this bogus information and enlisting law-abiding citizens who were actually protesting and maybe not allowed in other parts of the world to do what we've been doing, but fully under our, you know, the God-given rights that are affirmed in our Constitution, that we have a right to do what these folks were doing, and then being listed as potential terrorist threats.
And to be clear, we're talking to State Representative Daryl Metcalf of Pennsylvania. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but reading these reports, only a fraction of their activities has been leaked. And so we better believe if one state representative and mainline Second Amendment groups and mainline Tea Party, you know, folks that want to balance budget are being spied on and listed as potential terrorists and threats to infrastructure, this is going to be a lot more widespread.
Well, that's exactly right. I think, you know, we've just seen the tip of the iceberg, as that old cliche goes. But this, I mean, I think every American has to really see a red flag go up when they hear this type of activity taken by an administration, be it Pennsylvania or Rendell's administration in the Pennsylvania government or the Obama administration at the federal level, that when you're going to start having taxpayer resources, taxpayer paid public servants spying, surveilling, looking into the activities of law-abiding citizens. I mean, there's enough criminals on the streets that they should be utilizing every resource we have to go after those, you know, MS-13 gangs and the drug cartels and the gangs that are committing violent acts against our citizens daily in every city in this country, that they turn around and use those resources, those limited resources, to target law-abiding citizens in the process of violating our rights. I mean, it just really reeks of that tyrannical type of oppression, that tyrannical type of intimidation that you had mentioned from Eastern European countries before the Cold War came to an end.
So but even in Eastern European countries, you know, if foreigners were brought in to be the secret police,
right,
no one would put up with this. And I've seen in press reports dealing with the Total Information Awareness Network and a lot of this spying and data mining, it is foreign companies that are running it and doing it. And that came out in the FEMA NLE09 drills, that intelligence agencies from 14 countries were helping run drills against, quote, domestic terrorists. And then you find out that domestic terrorists are people that say, hey, my taxes are too high, or hey, you're not getting my guns, or hey, I don't want government-run health care, or hey, I don't agree with the FCC diversity czar praising censorship like Hugo Chavez does. I mean, this, I think we need to really recognize that the government's having to contract with foreign groups because what they're doing is criminal, and they've got to keep this covered up. I mean, this, you can't get much worse than foreign military-connected groups spying on citizens, and then they look at you like you got three heads because you're demanding to find out the full extent. How do we find out exactly how bad this really was?
That's exactly right. I think, you know, the individuals involved in this and some of the things that you just listed, whether it's Ed Rendell and Obama's disdain and total disrespect for the constitutional rights of law-abiding American citizens to actually execute their right to bear arms, their right to free speech. I mean, these people are globalists in their thinking. I mean, they look at themselves as world citizens, not American citizens.
They're authoritarian tyrants.
Well, that's they embrace these socialist leftist policies of the Eastern Bloc nations that when I was in the military, we were prepared to go to war against when we went during the Cold War. The Warsaw Pact nations. I mean, that type of tyrannical governance is what these types of people. Ed Rendell, I mean, his wife, you know, I wrote an article on his wife, you know, being interviewed. She's a federal judge talking about having a benevolent dictator would be a good thing because then we could get some of these health care issues and gun control.
Oh, we've heard this from hundreds of Obama supporters.
Right.
I mean, Woody Allen. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're just constantly saying we need a dictator.
Well, that's where they come from, and that's why they're not slow to embrace hiring somebody like this Israeli connected company that was working with our State Department here to surveil and issue these types of reports to spy on American citizens, law-abiding citizens. I think, you know, our activities here now as far as trying to push for an answer is to continue to press now the Pima secretary, who's still in place, that hasn't resigned yet, and it sounds like he was, you know, joined at the hip with the...
I'll tell you what, stay there, sir, a little bit longer. We appreciate your time. We'll give out the websites on the other side about where this investigation's going, how my listeners and others, especially in Pennsylvania, can really get a true investigation going to break open this barrel of snakes. We'll be right back.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're going to move fast. He'll be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. He may have to leave early, though, because they're about to go back into session and voting there in Pennsylvania. Representative Daryl Metcalf. Sir, look, there's a lot of other angles to this, and one big one is defamation. To have them secretly demonizing you, demonizing an elected representative, mainline Second Amendment groups, mainline anti-war groups, you know, mainline groups that don't want gas pipelines in their backyard. Whether you agree with them or not, they've got their right. And what about a defamation angle, a civil operation if the legislature blocks a true investigation? I mean, this is a big deal. We've got to stop these foreign secret police.
I agree with you, and I know there's citizens that are looking at their various options that they can pursue to try and investigate this further, get more information, and really kind of bring the hammer down on this type of activity that has happened and stop from happening in the future. You know, from the legislative side, I've talked to our staff with our Veterans Affairs Emergency Preparedness Committee and have asked for our chief of staff there, from our director of that committee, for his help in pursuing this further with trying to work with the Senate to really try and ferret out the answers to the various questions that are out there, because there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of information that we still need to find out what really happened there. I mean, the only way to prevent something like this from happening in the future is to fully understand what just happened and how it happened, and to prevent any future governor or administration or rogue administration from embracing this type of activity that all really reeks of tyrannical activity that people have ultimately died under in foreign countries in the past, and we don't want to see that happen in America. We have God-given rights that are affirmed in our Constitution, and we need to stand up for those, and that's what
yes.
we're going to be doing.
Well, this is an attack on the heart of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and listing you guys as potential terrorists and spying on citizens. And I noticed the flip-flopping that you mentioned. First, the governor apologized and said, oh, this is terrible. Now the governor's in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, along with the disgraced former head of State Homeland Security, blaming you guys, saying he stepped down because of the distraction you guys pose, criticizing them. See, that might let the terrorists, which I guess is you, get them.
Well, see, I think Rendell knew about this. I think Rendell approved of it. I think if he didn't approve of it, and if he didn't know of it, then he should have fired Powers. I mean, I think that this was just Powers as a scapegoat for this administration's continued abuse in disregard for the law and the Constitution. The governor's had a track record of that for the last 7 years. We're finally going to get rid of him because of term limits in Pennsylvania at the end of this. But this, our governor, I think, should have had an investigation launched against him, like was against Blagojevich and out there in the Chicago area. I mean, the governor of Pennsylvania is known for his shady politics coming out of the city of Philadelphia, and this is just another extension of it.
So where do you go from here? How do we, listeners all over the country and in Pennsylvania, put pressure on the state government or even the federal government to crack open this can of worms?
Well, we're going to be continuing to file the right to know request that we've been working on over the last week with our legal staff. But we're going to be sending another letter over to the head of PEMA, who gave testimony last Monday, to ask some of the same questions that we asked of the director here in the Pennsylvania State Homeland Security. We're going to press whoever his replacement is to give us the information that we're looking for. There's still questions about the bulletins that were released. Have they, where are they publicly still noticed right now? Are they posted to try and have that information, redacted to ensure that anybody who has been put on those that shouldn't have been is taken off of those, so that they're not hanging out there in cyberland without a correction. So there's a lot of work to be done, and we're going to continue to do that here. I encourage all of your listeners in Pennsylvania to contact their state legislators, both state senators and state representatives, and demand a full accounting of what has happened here, and demand action be taken against those who have violated the rights of Pennsylvanians and other American citizens that may have been here in Pennsylvania and subject to this type of surveillance.
All right, I've got two final key questions for you. We're going to be back in 70 seconds. RepMetcalf.com is the website. We'll be right back with the second hour in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.